any time when you are free of the emotions of excitement or depression, feel the feeling inside your body. What do you feel? You feel good. How can you feel good when there's nothing happening externally in your life to feel good about? Because the feeling inside the body, the being inside the body, is always good, underneath the emotion. It is never not good, but you overlook it by being attached to thinking. To think, you have to disconnect from the good. That produces emotion and uneasiness, since everyone naturally loves feeling good. The good in the body is the only good that never leaves you. Feel the good now. It's there somewhere, even if it only begins with the warmth, the life in your little toe. Your whole body is warm, alive, delightful to be in, once you've made yourself intelligent enough to realize it. This is lesson 9. Thinking is thinking about how much money is in your wallet, instead of having a look. Thinking is thinking about the past or future when there is no intention to take action. Action purifies you of thinking. You take action all day at work. That's how you get the job done. If you start thinking, you'll be daydreaming and you'll get the sack. No boss employs thinkers. The boss employs lookers. Looking is not thinking. Looking is action. You see what is there. You don't imagine what is there. You see it. If you don't see what is there, you are thinking. And you are likely to run into something and hurt yourself. The boss wants you to look and see the problem. Then he wants you to look at what resources are available to solve the problem. And he wants you to be able to look into your own experience, the truth of your own experience, to see what is the best course of action to take. You live an effective life by looking and taking action. You drive yourself emotionally crazy by thinking. This is lesson 10, the last lesson. You are gaining power. Power comes from not thinking. Not thinking is intelligence. Your intelligence has got to be there watching the emotion like a cat watching a mouse hole. That way, the mouse, the thought, can't come out. There is only one way you can do this. You have to be in your body by feeling it. The more you do this, the more power you get. When you have built up sufficient power, no effort whatever will be involved. The mouse hole will be empty. the mice, the effort, will have gone. That's it. That's the end of the tape. That's how to stop thinking. This is Barry Long speaking. Everything that I say in this tape is either true or false. There is no in between. But please don't believe me. Test each statement in your own experience. Only in that way can you ever know the truth. Much of what I am going to say will be new, unsettling, and disturbing. It will linger in you. To the extent that you are real, it will keep coming up in your awareness. It will cause a lot of self-searching. In what follows, I am making a positive statement about life now and the future of life on Earth. But in the present depressed condition of humanity, it is likely to be perceived initially as negative. Whether you agree or disagree with what is said is unimportant. The only question is, what are you going to do about it? And only you need to know the answer. I suggest you play the tape often. It will take a good while to absorb all the ideas. Each time you listen, you will discern new truths, because the spiritual energy released will have been working in your subconscious from the last time, loosening and breaking up the old habitual hamstringing thought patterns. If you are serious in the search for what is true, and who is not searching for it in some way or other, this tape will bring you closer to the wonder and beauty of life, the life within you, which is life on Earth.